I think that talking about merit, basically, it's faith-driven. And so in cultivating faith, there really aren't any limitations as to where that can take you. So it has real value. Yeah. I have two friends in Thailand who are both doctors and very sophisticated and successful. They went to medical school in the United States. They have parents who are doctors who went to medical school in the United States.
Yeah.
And there's a third brother who died like that, young, about 42 years old, and just collapsed and died. And they both decided to ordain for a couple of weeks, and I actually saw them at the monastery, to make merit. And when we were talking about the making of merit, what they were doing is they were ordained, hopefully, making merit, hopefully that they would rejoin with their brother in a future lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And these are pretty sophisticated people.
So these are, I think that's a, again, that's where it's like a Buddhist culture, then you've got lots of possibilities are kind of limitless, really, because it's so much is accomplished through the mind and through that sincere heart. That's a really positive. There's a circumstance where a woman who I know, her daughter was killed in a bus crash, and then the two daughters, an elder and a younger, and there were 16, 17 or 16, 18 at the time, and mothers. One of them died. One of them was seriously injured, and the one who died, the mother kept every time she did something good, she was dedicating the merit so that the daughter would be reborn in the family, and her brother wasn't getting married, her sister wasn't getting married, and it just wasn't happening. And then the girl who had passed away started appearing to people. Appearing to people at Wat Nanachat, saying, "I'm stuck in this kind of limbo, and I'm tired of it." So it coincided with a time that I came to one of my visits. So then the family came to me because the mother had a lot of faith in me. So then I had to ask her just making it clear and saying, "You've got to let go. You've got to let go of your daughter. You've got to allow her to take rebirth wherever is going to happen." And then so we ended up doing that, similarly doing a meal offering. We went down to where, because they'd offered a kuti in the women's section. Some of her ashes were there, a picture. So we went down and we did some chanting and dedication of merit, and then with the mother holding that letting go and that dedication of merit for whatever the daughter wanted, wherever she wanted to be reborn. And then there was no problem after that. So we live in a fairly limited concept of the world. And it's very, very material in the West. And you realize there's a lot more happening than what we could see. And it's really helpful to say, the goodness that we do, the intentions that we hold, there's an effect there. Once we're really holding those good intentions.